This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Like the book that inspired it, the film version of J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy is drawing mixed reactions from people who grew up in the Appalachian community. For some local Appalachian authors, Vance's book and the movie are a damaging portrayal of a region and its people. So on Thursday, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, Downbound Books, and West Virginia University Press present Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance, a virtual reading by Ohio Appalachian authors. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the event are Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. Pauletta, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We also have with us poet laureate of Ohio and the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year, Carrie Gunter Seymour. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here as well.
We have storyteller Omope Carter Deboiku. Omope, welcome to our show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And Downbound Books owner Gregory Kornbluh. Gregory, welcome back.
Thanks, Michael.
You can join our program at 513-419-7100. You can also email us at talk@wvxu.org. You can leave a comment on our Facebook page, or as many of you have learned over the past 24 hours, you can also leave a tweet at 917-WVXU. I should note that the author of Hillbilly Elegy, the book that inspired the recently released movie on Netflix, J.D. Vance, did retweet the promotion for this show in sort of an unfavorable light. He said, quote, "Interesting framing for a purportedly neutral station." The tweet that WVXU sent out promoting this program is, quote, "J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy, both the book and the movie, have come under a lot of criticism. Before we discuss on Cincinnati Edition Wednesday at noon, we want to know how you feel about the portrayals in the book and film. We may use your comments on air." Needless to say, J.D. Vance's tweet got a lot of comments as well. That led to a lot of comments on our own Twitter feed. We've got a lot of comments on Facebook already. But again, we are welcoming more feedback at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Gregory, I want to start with you just as an explainer for the basis of this event. What was the purpose of organizing these authors to discuss these unfavorable interpretations of Vance's work?
One of my favorite things to do every time I go to a bookstore is to take a look at their staff picks section, because you get such a variety of interests represented there, and it's a great way to discover new books. But the thing with a really small bookstore like Downbound, we are a small space, as some of your listeners know, and there are just a couple of us on staff, is a staff picks section wouldn't necessarily have that variety. And we kind of want the whole store, since it's so small, to feel like what we have are staff picks. So one of the ideas we had in the beginning for sort of bringing in a variety of voices was to invite what we were calling community curators to pick a selection of books that are focused on an area that they know a lot about. And Pauletta, I have actually known for a long time. Pauletta was my preschool teacher. And I invited her, I think it was back in the spring, early spring, to be one of those community curators. And her thought, she actually said, I have a better idea. Let's put together a reading that we could have to bring in some voices from Appalachia. And her thought, which I thought was a great idea, was to time it for when Ron Howard's adaptation of Hillbilly Elegy was going to be released, which back at the time didn't yet have a release date. So this year we were kind of just waiting to see when it was going to come out. And we knew that the film would put the book and the J.D. Vance's story back front of mind for a lot of people and would be discussed again. So we just wanted to take that as the occasion to bring in some different voices from Appalachia, a nice variety to give a sort of broader picture than you get from the story that is kind of one family's story.
Let me offer a characterization of J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, as characterized by the New York Times last year. Quote, "Vance's book tells the story of his chaotic childhood in Ohio, where part of his extended family migrated from Kentucky's Appalachian region. Some of his brawling working-class kin are alcoholics, and some are abusers. Nearly all are feisty beyond measure." The Times goes on to write, "The book is about how young J.D. survived his mother's drug addiction and a long series of hapless stepfathers and went on against steep odds to serve in the Marines and graduate from Yale Law School. It's a plain-spoken, feel-good, up-from-one's-bootstrap story The Times writes, it would have gotten away clean if Vance hadn't, on his way up, pushed Appalachians back down. They go on to write that Vance calls Appalachians lazy. Quote, many folks talk about working more than they actually work. The Times writes, he complains about white welfare queens. He's against curbs on predatory payday lending practices. He hearkens back to Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan's controversial culture of poverty themes. One of the descriptors for the upcoming event, which again is called Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance. It's Thursday evening, a virtual event hosted by the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, Downbound Books, and West Virginia University Press. The Appalachia depicted in J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy is not one we recognize, and the societal issues Vance pins on the failings of individuals and families are neither their creation nor theirs alone to solve. So for the rest of our panel, I want to open up the discussion to gather your insights on Appalachia, your own upbringing, and how they may or may not contrast with the depictions by Vance in his book or the film interpretation that was recently released with the same title on Netflix. I'll start with Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. Pauletta, tell us a little bit about your connection to this and your feelings about it.
Sure, Michael. Thanks very, very much. And I want to kind of misquote Shakespeare here for a moment and just say that we're not here to either bury J.D. Vance or to praise him. That we believe that that Appalachia is a vast and complicated region with many, many stories to tell. And clearly, J.D. Vance's is one of those stories, and it is his memoir, and he's speaking his own truth as he knows it, and certainly the truth of his own family life is his to tell. But when you put that family into a larger context of Appalachia, and if then, as in Hillbilly Elegy's case, the book is used in order to be able to speak to some larger story, that's when we start running into problems. Because, in fact, that's one story, but there are many stories of Appalachia, and there are many people, many writers who have been telling these stories over the course of generations, and there will be more to come. So this opportunity to be able to speak of some alternative stories to Vance's is the opportunity that we're taking now. And so my particular story is that I grew up in southeastern Kentucky and migrated to Cincinnati, much as Vance's family did from Breathitt County, from Jackson, Kentucky, when I was in my early 20s and stayed and have stayed connected with the region, have found it to be a source of strength and a source of my own voice, and have had the opportunity here in Cincinnati to connect with other Appalachian migrants and to, as a writer and a teacher, to help others recognize and tell their own stories.
That's Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. We're also joined by poet laureate of Ohio and the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year, Carrie Gunter Seymour. Carrie, are your feelings similar to Pauletta's?
They are, in the respect that I applaud J.D. Vance and his success. I'm very happy for him in that regard. However, I don't see this as an Appalachian story per se. I think that the media, and I think that the nation was looking for information upon the election of President Trump, and so they turned to this book. And what I see this book is about, in my eyes, is a nationwide tragedy of poverty and overlooking mental illness, of big pharma's ability to dupe, you know, all of the federal regulations by providing boatloads of highly addictive prescription drugs. And we all know that they have flooded certain areas. And here in Ohio, we ranked second in addiction in 2017. And our governor and many people in our state are working hard on that problem. And I wish we could look at this book for what it's trying to give us in that way, that we need to work on nationwide tragedy of poverty and mental illness treatment and treatment for addiction. I think that's way more important than anything else.
That's Cary Gunter Seymour, Poet Laureate of Ohio and the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year. Also joining us via Zoom today is Omope Carter Deboiku. And you are a storyteller, Omope. So tell us your story, your connection to this hillbilly elegy, the Appalachian region, and your feelings about it.
I was born and raised in southern Ohio, the part that's squeezed between West Virginia and Kentucky. Little river town called Ironton, but if you don't call it Arnton, we know you're not from there. So how do I feel? I ditto Cary. I'm a cultural geographer, so a lot of my early work as a student was examining identity and place and coming to grips with being able to say that I was from Appalachia, because people would stare at me because my skin is brown. And yet they would hear my story and understand that I was very clear about my family's migration to the North in 1920 as agricultural practices began to shift. My people came before World War II in the period called the Great Migration. But Appalachia has been the region that we now call Appalachia, has been a bone of contention since colonial America. And I call it America's first frontier, and strategies of manipulation of the truth in our lives has happened for hundreds of years as the powers that be try to figure out how to get all the resources out and how to make sure the people aren't empowered.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We are talking about the book Hillbilly Elegy by Middletown native J.D. Vance and the film that inspired it and the event coming up tomorrow that it also inspired. It's called Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance. It's hosted by the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, Downbound Books, and West Virginia University Press. And this is a virtual reading by Ohio Appalachian authors who are sharing their own stories of their upbringing and their connections to this region of our country. You can join our conversation now at 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. As I said at the beginning of this program, WVXU's Twitter account sent out a promotional tweet to let people know that this was coming up today and to solicit comments on that social media platform. And J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy, quote tweeted this. And he said, interesting framing for a purportedly neutral station. This garnered a bunch of comments on his feed. It garnered comments on ours. And I'd like to read some now and get some reaction from our guests coming up. We will say that Eddie Kaizo wrote that, hey, JD, looking to, that's the wrong one. I shouldn't have read that one. We got a message from Julie who said, this is neutral framing, meant to spark dialogue. It's objectively true that your book has come under criticism. It's not biased to make that observation. Catherine wrote, it's a good book. You should have done a Salinger. JMO wrote, watched it last night. Great film. Jones said, they're asking for other perspectives from people in similar situations. Your own bias is showing. Gregory Kornblue is the owner of Downbound Books, one of the sponsors of tomorrow night's event, Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance. Gregory, even this characterization of our conversation we're having here today on WVXU has been met with different perspectives in just one solitary tweet. As a bookshop owner, what do you think of the way that this particular book has been able to spark that type of conflicting points of view so easily?
Cary and Pauletta and Omope talked about their background. I just wanted to insert that I'm not Appalachian. I grew up in Cincinnati, but my family does not come from Appalachia. But what I am is a bookseller, right? And as a bookseller, what booksellers know better than anyone is the impact that one book can have on a culture and on a conversation. And the thing about how that works is that books have stories within them, and then stories grow around them. And so J.D. Vance wrote his family's memoir, and he told his story, and he sort of presented it as the story that it was, and also made some wanted it to stand in for some larger stories, I would say. And so one of the reasons we wanted to bring in West Virginia University Press as a sponsor is they're the publishers of a book called Appalachian Reckoning, which is a collection of responses to Hillbilly Elegy. And one of the editors of that volume, Meredith McCarroll, says that, you know, in that book, it's when it sort of goes from I to we, that some people start to take issue with it. And so I think that the story itself does that, but then the broader story that happened around the book, as Carrie and Pauletta had touched on, was the book came in 2016 when a lot of people were looking for explanations for Trump's victory, and a lot of people were trying to understand parts of America that are sort of, the narrative said they had been left behind, or these places were sort of abandoned, or folks were struggling with various things. And so this one story, sort of outside of the story that the book itself tells, was grabbed onto by the media, by the culture, by readers, to represent a much broader story than any one family story really can. And so I think that, that's a powerful thing when that happens. And so we just wanted to be able to take a chance to present some other views of that story.
Christy tweeted at us, "I enjoyed reading the book years ago. I remember reading it on a flight with tears streaming down my face, being poor, the daughter of a drug addict, and being raised by my grandmother in rural North Carolina. I could draw parallels to Vance's life. I don't get the criticism," Christy says. I think I might have heard one of you start to speak there on this Zoom session that we've got. Did somebody want to say something?
Yes, that was me, Michael. I just wondered if I could add a little bit to what Greg is saying, that, I think it makes a lot of sense that in a way that conversation about J.D. Vance and Hillbilly Elegy is sort of hijacking this particular conversation, because J.D. Vance and Hillbilly Elegy and all of the press that it and the movie has gotten is in fact news, and we're on a news show. But I do just want to say that for the event itself, Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance, a virtual reading by Ohio Appalachian writers, that the focus really is not going to be on Vance or his book or criticism thereof. You know, I've read all of the material that is going to be shared, and he only gets mentioned a couple of times, sort of within the context of our own stories and the alternative stories that we are providing. I think that it's interesting that there is so much attention, and that Vance himself has tweeted about this particular event, because the reality is I don't think it would have gotten a whole lot of attention if it hadn't been for Hillbilly Elegy, and if it hadn't been for the fact of the release of the movie. And that's part of the problem, I believe, that as oftentimes as a culture, we're looking for very simple answers and very simple narratives about very complex issues. And when it comes to Appalachia, we simply don't have that simplicity. What we can do is to provide a view of this larger fabric of the region, its people, and its place within the history of this nation. And we can thank J.D. Vance for bringing some of that to the national conversation, but that conversation needs to be broadened.
And we are going to have some readings from you all who are authors from Ohio and the Appalachian region, and that is the purpose of your event. And we did get a message, of course, from you, Gregory, about, I guess, the characterization of this. And we discussed this before we went on the air internally about how to approach this in a fair way to make sure that we do make sure to focus on your own storytelling, the panelist. But we did note that the event is called Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance, which does highlight that the author's name, and he is the author of this controversial book. So we just wanted to establish why our own exploration of this topic has gone in this direction, because while there will be individual stories shared, it does seem that J.D. Vance and Hillbilly Elegy was the catalyst for this conversation to come together. And of this conversation, we're going to continue just ahead with some phone calls and with some tweets and some emails from our listeners and little pieces of writing from our guests that we're glad to have with us today. That's coming up next. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our discussion and preview of Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance, a virtual reading by Ohio Appalachian authors. And J.D. Vance, of course, is the Middletown native and author of the memoir Hillbilly Elegy, which is now a major motion picture on Netflix. We're joined today via Zoom by Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. We have Poet Laureate of Ohio and the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year, Carrie Gunter Seymour. We have storyteller Amope Carter DeBoyku, and we also have Downbound Books owner Gregory Kornbluh. Information on this event at WVXU.org. Inside the Cincinnati Edition tab, the event is Thursday evening. It's a virtual event. And I'll take a quick phone call now to get some added community perspective on this. Nora is on the line. Hi, Nora. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I am a good friend of Amope's and Pauletta's.
All right.
And I'm also from Arnton, Ohio.
Arnton.
Like Amope. But I grew up in a holler outside of town quite a ways. And I also came from a single-parent home, a mother who raised eight children, and we grew up on welfare. So the poverty issue really hits me strong, as well as the substance abuse issue. But I really agree with Pauletta, is that you cannot pigeonhole any culture as being a certain way. On the other hand, I asked my sister what she thought of the movie when she went, and she loved it. And I said, you know, there's a lot of controversy over this. And she said, have they ever lived here? And that's a stinger. That's a real stinger. But I will tell you that the area that she lives in, the poverty rate is very, very high. And the substance abuse is very, very high. And it clouds everything else. What I did love about the book is that it did focus on the loyalty of family, and that's very clear in our culture. And in fact, my life is promoting the beauty and richness of Appalachia. It spoke of that eternal hope. You know, Mamaw kept hoping, just knowing the next time things would get better. And the way that our people really do depend on our Christian faith, even if we never set foot in a church building, that's where you go back. And probably the thing that I see as the strongest is that we as Appalachian have such a strong devotion and love of our place. The hills, even though I left at 17 to go to Berea College, the hills still call me. And those are all beautiful parts of Appalachia that I wish people would focus on more than the struggles that we have. And we do. The struggles are there, and they're very serious.
Nora, thank you so much. We're so grateful that you called and listened and shared that perspective. The hills still call me. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm sure your friends here on the line with us are grateful to hear from you. We have a hard stop on this segment, though, because we've got a recorded segment on the end of it, so we've got to stop at a very specific second on this program in order to get that in. So we're going to come back to the panel now. Nora, thank you so much for listening, and I want to make sure we give the panelists the opportunity to share some of the writing, as we asked you to do. You were kind enough to agree to do that. Keep in mind, we've got about 8 minutes total for the three of you, and Amope, if you don't mind, I'd love to start with you.
I'd be happy to start off. This is dedicated to Pauletta and George Ella Lyon. Where I'm from herbs, tinctures, and tonics. From finish what you start and praying for the strength to do so. I am from fresh chitlins, outhouses, coal fires, and boiling laundry. From the nations, the Middle Passage, the Emerald Isle, all blended on the Appalachian landscape. I am from Saturday night baths and tubs that either held chickens or soda pop, shiny patent leather shoes, and torturous time spent yanking curly hair to straight. I am from signs and portends, from getting up when spirit calls, from sacrifice for your children, from get as much education as you can, but never forget the family. I am from them, here now to finish their holy mission. Thank you very much for letting me read.
That's Amope Carter DeBoyku from Arnton, Ohio. Amope, thank you for sharing that
right.
with us. We appreciate it. Let's move on now to the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year and Ohio Poet Laureate, Carrie Gunter Seymour. Carrie, please.
Thank you. And I guess I never did say I am from southeastern Ohio. I'm just up from Arnton. And we were just down there over the weekend hanging out and went down to see the old iron furnace down there. So it's a beautiful part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'd like to share my poem, I Can Explain. Here in the foothills, every story begins because of someone's mouth. My great aunt turned 90 this month. She can still recite all the names. 82 dead, posted mine number 6, Millfield. My cousin weeps firsthand experience regarding Freedom Industries' gross negligence along the Elk River. It's no big revelation that you blame us for our twang and Billy Ray Cyrus, for coal's carbon footprint and Make America Great Again. There's a kid with a mullet who lives near me whose pickup truck wields a giant Trump flag so large he almost ran off the road, the flap of it obstructing his windshield. I saw him erecting it in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot like he was doing the most patriotic thing ever. Listen, he's a good kid. Volunteers at the dog shelter, first one out to shovel on snow days. So much of this willfulness is dependent on generations having been born here, knowing for a fact that poverty is not a moral failing or the result of not working hard enough. Uh-huh. His great-great-great-grandfather died at Poston Mine number 6, having volunteered an extra shift. His granddad died in Vietnam. His father works 2 jobs and serves as a deacon at the First Baptist Church. I don't know about you, but far from beyond the sermon, it's the music that pulls me in. Those gospel sagas steeped in survival and hallelujah, God's hands all over you. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. To touch another with what has touched ourselves? Isn't that the reason humans developed language? To tell stories, share them in caves or lonesome prairies around the fire. Why some work hard to serve, to uphold the commandments, while others simply want to command, control, consume. Do unto others, we say. But you all don't want to hear that story.
Carrie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it. And we've got a couple of minutes left for our closer, Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. Pauletta.
Thank you. And I'll just say the road that I'm referring to in this poem is the road in and out of Jackson, Kentucky.
All right.
The road. Where I'm from, everybody had a flower garden. And I'm not talking about landscaping. Those variegated grasses poking up between the yellow daylilies that bloom more than once. Even the rusted out trailer down by the green bottoms had snowball bushes that outlived the floods. Even the bootlegger's wife grew roses up the porch pillar, still flecked with a little paint. And in the spring, her purple irises rickracked the rutted gravel drive. Even the grannies changed out of their house dresses to thin the sprouts of zinnias, so come summer they'd bloom into moo-moos of scarlet and coral down by the road. Now driving that road that used to take me home, I think how maybe it's still true. Everybody says down here it's nothing but burnout shake and bakes and skinny girls looking for a vein, but everywhere I look there's aloes and glads, begonias and rubber-tired planters painted to match, canny's red as the powder my mother would pat high on her cheekbones when she wanted to be noticed for more than her cobblers and beans. Everywhere, there's some sort of beautiful somebody worked hard at. No matter how many times they were told, nobody from here even tries.
Well, Pauletta, thank you so much. I mean, I'm from Kentucky, but I'm a city boy, and y'all got me crying today with these beautiful words. So thank you for sharing that with us. Gregor, you put a good group together. This sounds like a really, really lovely event. It's called Don't Cry for Us, J.D. Vance. It is put on by the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, Downbound Books, and West Virginia University Press. It is tomorrow, Thursday, December 3rd, from 7 to 8:30. Advance registration is required. We've got full details at WVXU.org. Gregory, in our last minute together, can you tell us what the audience can expect beyond the lovely words that we just heard from our three other guests?
I think we're going to hear some great stories, some wonderful poems, have a nice conversation, and hear from a lot of different voices.
That's Gregory Kornblu. He's the owner of Downbound Books. We've also been joined today and heard the lovely words of Cincinnati's first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel. We've got poet laureate of Ohio and the 2020 Ohio Poet of the Year, Carrie Gunter Seymour, and storyteller Amobe Carter Deboiku. Thanks to all of you for sharing your stories with us today and sharing your time. And we'll look forward to tomorrow night's event. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Michael.
And do follow us online at 917WVXU. You can also check out some of those tweets that we received. I want to remind you that we are still in the last day of our December days fundraising, and you can give to Cincinnati Public Radio and WVXU at WVXU.org. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.